This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, you little spooky goobers. It's me, Cody, and I want to talk to you about our new friend before we get into the episode, Ecosia. Ecosia is an alternative to Google, an ethical way to search and browse the internet. They invest their profits to plant trees and regenerate deforested land around the world. How it works? All you gotta do is search the web with Ecosia. The search ads generate revenue for them, which they use 80% of that income to plant trees around the world, planting in biodiversity hotspots around the world where the value will be greatest for the environment and communities. Their tree planting officers vets each project and ensures the continued care of the trees and the project leaders on ground. Transparency first, they publish their monthly financial reports and tree planting receipts. And check this out, a privacy-friendly engine. They believe that an individual's personal data, including their search queries, are their own business and no one else's, so that's pretty cool. Over 20 million trees planted so far, and their goal is to plant 1 billion by 2020. So, we're asking you guys, come join the Spook community and the Ecosia community by using Ecosia. So I'm thinking, it's time to heal and regenerate the world's forests and the communities affected by deforestation. And the best part about all this is, it's free for us! Ecosia has created a URL for your specific communities to plant trees together. So all you need to do is visit ecosia.co/spooked to plant your first tree today. That's ecosia.co/spooked. S-P-O-O-K-E-D. So happy planting.
And welcome to Spooked. The Scary Story Improvised Podcast. I'm Damian Debbing.
I'm Colin Morey.
I'm Cody Crane.
Oh, here we are again.
Back in studio.
Yeah, I'm sounding a little tinny today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What, you got a can in your throat?
I got a robot cold.
A
robot cold.
Yeah, I'm making out with too many sex robots.
Sex robots. Wow, yeah. You can afford one?
No.
Oh, do you rent them?
No, I was on one of those free trial programs. You know,
30 days of your money back,
yeah, and seeing what happens when people get robot colds.
Oh, so it's a science experiment.
Yeah, it's science.
Oh, okay.
I like where this is going, but I think everyone notices there's someone else at the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a guest here. We got Cassie Baratas.
Whoa, peekaboo.
Whoa.
I didn't see you there.
Wow.
I tried not to look to my
what
right.
What a surprise.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
I was actually here the whole time.
Wow.
When you were doing that intro.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't
sit down, guys.
You must be joking. So the people at home might know you from things like Second City, Gilmore Girl Pro, and how about this one, CBC articles. I'm talking gut busting articles. But what we know each other from is mutual friends' birthday parties.
Yes, and helping other mutual friends, exactly. Same mutual friends, move.
Exactly.
We're a couple of box lifters.
Yeah, I feel like we had a burst of just seeing each other a lot from never seeing each other,
and then
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And now we're best friends.
We're best friends. On the count of three, we'll say each other's middle names.
Ooh.
One, two, three. Gregoris.
Cassie. Oh, I thought it was Cassie, and you thought mine was Cody Gregoris. Okay.
One of you got it right.
It's not Gregoris.
Yeah. I assume it's right.
Yeah. What else? You know, I have couple of Zumba videos. Got exactly. upwards of 100 views. Quite yeah. almost 200.
Those those views. Are very random and very entertaining.
Every time I do one, like I'm like, this time I'm gonna look sexy as hell, and then I watch the footage. I'm like, that can't be right. Like that can't be. Every time, because I have so much fun doing them, I'm like, yeah. I'm acing this. I am moving my body so well to those Latin rhythms, and then I watch the footage, and there's just this stark disbelief. Like I'm like, that's not me. It's like hearing your own voice, I think, but I like can't deny the footage.
Yeah,
you know how it is. We all.
And is Zumba like a New Year's resolution kind of thing?
Not, oh, okay. I started a little goal, I guess, in some ways. Let me just preface this a whole bunch of times and pause before I get to the point.
Okay.
I made a little goals notebook for myself.
Okay.
With different goals like health goals, fitness, that's mm-hmm. the same thing, fitness goals, social, personal, career, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then so I have like everything that I can possibly think of. And it's not necessarily to get done by the end of this year. And then I have separate pages where I can kind of mark it. So every time I drink a whole bottle of water, I get to put a whole sticker down
Ooh.
On this certain drink bottle. So I have a Zumba page.
Yeah. Like
every time I do Zumba, hot Zoom, I get to put a little sticker down. And then I have like, I have things like left my house when I didn't want to. Sticker down. Not today. Yeah. I didn't put a sticker down today. But yeah.
Okay.
So I guess it's kind of a goal, but it's more just fun. I don't know if you two don't really know me that well, but I live like
no.
Does Cody know you that well?
Yes, we're best friends.
Oh, right. Yeah, you are best friends. Yeah. You do know each other's middle names.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first time we met, we spent quite a bit of time with each other.
Yes, we were both feeling a little bit socially anxious at a birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys weren't forced to hang out.
Yeah, they're like, you two, the two awkward ones.
Yeah. We'll pair them up and we don't have to deal with it. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm like, was it forced? No.
Planting the seed of doubt.
Oh, that's what they're all about. They're here to ruin everything.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To get into a spookier note, though.
Yeah.
We want to know. Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Oh. Yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness, that is so such a relief to hear.
Yeah?
Why?
Yeah.
Why
well,
is
because
that
just to have another believer in the room is great.
Okay. I guess it's usually about like 50-50 about who does and who doesn't. It's not like
yeah,
a
but
spry.
Majority.
Okay.
That's the opposite. 50-50. Right.
No, yeah, I know. No, today we're in the majority.
Oh, good, good, good.
Because Cody and I do believe in ghosts.
Oh, nice.
That little guy there doesn't.
Resident skeptic.
And mm-hmm. and you folks at home can see just how little of a guy Damien is right now.
Yeah, I'm about 4 inches tall. We're using perspective.
Yeah, and that's why you're so tinny.
Thank you.
So you believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
I don't know, like, because I know I get sleep paralysis all the time. And they used to be just nice, neutral ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the last three, there's been this weird demon.
Oh, okay.
And,
wow.
Which is so weird. So that's been unusual. And I know, like, I've read all the things of, like, sleep paralysis accounts for a lot of times why people think they've been abducted by aliens. Cause I know
mm-hmm.
it's common to hallucinate with them. So I'm like, yeah, I know that's possible. And I just choose to believe it's not that. I haven't had any too paranormal of experiences myself, but I have a lot of other friends where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is all a fact.
Oh, man. So this demon.
Yeah.
Nice demon?
Oh, and contrary to popular belief, he wasn't nice.
No.
Yeah, no, he was weird. Like, he was just like, what was it? He's like, I'm going to take your soul and no one will hear you.
Oh.
And that's what it said.
Wow.
Isn't it so weird?
Okay.
Whereas, like, normally my sleep paralysis is like, I'm like, oh, I hope someone wakes me up. Or how I get out of it is I start breathing really fast or I try to wiggle my foot. And that's normally how I'll get myself out of them because they're quite frequent. But this one, it was just like, damn, I just gotta take it. You know, this horrifying whatever.
And that demon with the sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Happened to be the Duke of Crows.
Yep.
Maybe. Could have been.
Could have been.
Yeah, could have been.
I don't know. I only know loosely the plot.
Yeah.
of the...
I don't think anyone listening knows what we're talking about.
No.
No.
This is a completely inside...
But it is a sleep paralysis movie that, Damien, you filmed.
Sleep paralysis?
Isn't it about sleep paralysis?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
I
wow. Way to show an interest in
I've
your
friend's
life, I've
read this script
life,
up
Cody.
And down,
okay?
And I'm pretty sure the Duke of Crows
you
is
made me
a sleep paralysis.
For a second. I'm like, is it?
Yeah, I was like, well, I feel like I would know that.
Yeah.
I wanted to audition for it, but I got too chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I didn't.
I wanted to, but my I wasn't allowed.
You filmed the self-tape unsolicited.
Yeah, and Damien just would not give me that email address.
Oh, yeah.
Blame it on Damien, sure.
Blame me.
There was those, you know those commercials that used to be for, like, compilation CDs?
Mm-hmm.
I remember there's one with the song Duke of Earl
or
something, which I don't even know outside of the 3 seconds of the clip I've heard of it, but every time I hear Duke of Crows, I'm like, Duke
I
of Crows.
That every time I open the script up,
yeah?
I thought that,
that's
yeah.
hilarious, see? Yeah. Coming together.
Same page. Wait, are you two best friends now?
Maybe.
We're
ousting you, buddy.
Yeah, on the count of three, we'll say each other's second middle name
okay.
that we both have. Okay,
okay.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Libovich. Fox Punch.
Fox Punch?
Yeah.
That,
you got it right.
Thank you.
Cassie Lipovich
for us. Okay, good. That will be the name of this episode.
Yeah.
I'm coming for your friendship next.
Oh, I've never had a friend.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't want to get his hopes up, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just joking.
Well, you know what could be spookier than being Colin's friend is the story we're about to tell.
Oh.
We had some Sharpies in there.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some Sharpies. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Couldn't find them at home because they were in there.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got the nice spooky box here.
Yeah, did one of you burn that?
It was a buns deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
A stranger on the internet.
Yeah. A stranger posted this exact box with our logo and was like, anyone
seriously.
Want this?
And we're like, well, okay,
we're the only ones that did.
It's fate.
How serendipitous. Is that the right thing?
Is
that balsa?
I think it's redwood.
Ooh, no,
is it balsa
not.
Redwood?
No.
Is it a birch?
It's balsa.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is balsa. I took woodworking 9.
Well.
It looks like you two aren't hitting it off as friends at all.
Guess I'll never have a friend.
Oh, no. My compassion.
Can't agree on
But I've never had an enemy either. This is fun.
Never had an enemy?
No.
I don't believe
I'm
that.
Just a very neutral kind of guy.
Really, he's just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Nice.
But we're going to draw positions here.
Cool.
Cassie, do you want to go first?
Can I be the Sharpie?
I was
going to
draw one,
no.
too. There's two. Oh.
Are we literally drawing positions?
Yeah.
Literally.
Drawing?
We do things at random.
Cool. I got this Kinder surprise. Do you want me to open it?
Oh, yeah.
Live on air?
Yeah, live. Oh. This is for the people.
Great. Oh, I know what this is.
Oh.
Oh, it's a sad face, so that means I'm a swing.
You have studied this show up and down.
As am I. I also drew a sad face, so...
I drew a severed head.
Cassie and I are the swing characters.
Nice.
And the severed head means that, Damien, you are the celebrity.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Cassie and Colin have no responsibility within this story, but Damien, you...
Ooh.
Nice. Maybe we will be friends.
Yeah, I think so.
You will get to play one of these celebrities at some point
Lay
in the story.
Me.
Your options are David Copperfield.
Okay.
Jason Biggs.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Or Lea Michele.
Can I see the pictures? I'll be David Copperfield.
You don't like Glee, huh?
No,
okay.
I never watched it.
I was thinking of Glee the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah.
That was a show.
There's a lot of bad things that have happened with David from that
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last couple years. So.
Everything went wrong for that show.
I don't know if we want to be associated with it.
Spook brought to you by Glee.
No.
Not the show,
no.
The emotion.
Got it.
Russell, no, not the graphic.
Take that down. Take that down now.
That means I drew the narrator position.
Oh, we know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be driving this story straight to the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Borne down. All right, so we're going to go to canigetit.com to get a location, relationship, or a word. What's it going to be today?
I'll do a relationship.
Ooh, sexy.
And just like the relationship is a bus driver and a regular.
bus driver in a regular.
The most sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do bus drivers typically have regulars?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
I remember when I was in Kingston, it was a lot more common because there was a lot less buses. But there would be people who would literally just ride the bus all day. They would get on the front of the bus, and they would ride the bus.
Just talk to the bus driver.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the bus driver knows their, like, order?
Yeah.
It's no.
Yeah, a number three combo, yeah. Large fries.
All the way to Caledonia Park.
Strawberry milkshake. I told you they're weird people.
All right, well, I think my research is done. I can get this started.
Yeah.
Now, as a swing, do I get to be as many characters as I... Nice.
Yes.
Thousands.
Yeah. I'm not going to keep track of any of them.
Don't you have your notebook?
I never do.
Be a thousand characters.
Yeah. I'm going to write that down after. I'm going to check it off. I'm also trying to get my voice demo reel out of this.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, we've been trying for about 2 years now, and it hasn't happened.
Surprisingly, the three of us, after 123 episodes, have nothing we can cut from this to use in a demo.
So if you get to cut something from this one, I'm super jealous.
Nice. Jealousy brought to you by Johnson & Johnson.
No, not the graphic things. Again, Russell, please.
We don't want to get sued.
The new Toyota Corolla. Oh, sorry, are we... No?
That's really good. Let's just do that.
Oh, okay.
let's just do car ads.
Finally, I see this friendship sparking.
The bus is rolling down the street. Here's Tom. Tom's driving the bus.
Hi.
Tom's the bus driver.
My name's Tom. I drive a bus. Welcome to my bus, folks. So glad to have you aboard. You know, I'm just so happy that all of you could ride the number 4 bus with me today. It's a magical day. The sun is shining.
Would you shut up?
Sorry, I like to do this for the bus.
I'm trying to get to work, and I don't need to hear your fucking garbage. We get it. We're on the bus, okay? Shut up!
Okay.
Drive the fucking bus!
Okay, sir.
Oh, my God!
I don't agree with the way he handled it, but it is a bit of a wordier bus driver than I'm used to. Usually they just say the station or the street.
Yeah, they normally do.
Why are you whistling?
Well,
Turn the mic off if you're going to whistle.
It's not the kind of atmosphere I like to surround myself in. My commute?
No, me either, especially because we're going to the city to perform surgeries.
Mommy, why is that man yelling?
That's right. Every single person on this bus was a surgeon, including the child.
Mommy, I've got to perform open heart surgery soon. I hope this bus driver hurries up.
Yeah, good luck performing the heart surgery with your tiny hands.
Is that a guy from England?
It's your mother, idiot.
Oh, sorry. I was blind with rage.
Yeah, well, look it up.
Next stop, the hospital.
Oh, time for us to get off. We're probably not in the story any longer.
But, were they wrong. It followed every single passenger into the hospital, except for one stayed on the bus. But we'll get back to them later. Meanwhile, in the hospital.
Doctor, oh. It's so good you got here. That open heart surgery you're supposed to perform?
Yeah.
It needed to be bumped up.
Bumped up to what?
Now!
Oh.
The patient, he's in the operating room. You need to get ready for surgery.
Let me put down my big Wowie Pop first.
Come get me, I'm dying. Cut open my heart.
You can hear him yelling!
Ouch, oh bad. Oh, it hurts so much.
You want my Wowie Pop?
Yeah, all this, sweetie!
Thanks, Mom.
No problem.
Now, how many surgeons does it take to operate this thing?
It takes 5. I just came in from Memphis. Do you have nothing to say about that?
Are you a doctor?
Yes. Obviously, you called me.
No, I'm just the nurse.
Oh.
I
Why are you letting me talk to a dumb nurse?
Well, if that's just the nurse and it takes 5, then we need one more.
We need one more doctor.
I never.
I have a broken heart, and you're going to cut me open, and I'm a doctor.
You're going to perform perform your own surgery?
Yeah.
That's right. Madness. It turns out every single person in this story is a surgeon in their own right, including the nurse, really.
Ever since I arrived at Dr. Land, I knew that things were going to get great.
And ever since you arrived, I knew that you weren't going to appreciate the value that nurses bring.
You're right. I don't.
Is there anything I can do to change your view?
Leave. I'm kidding. No, you're great. I come off hard at first. It's because I'm insecure about my place in the doctor world.
Oh, that's really vulnerable, man. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now,
thank you, doctor, for letting me open up.
Of course. Now, speaking of, time for you to open my heart up with your scalpel.
I got my scalpel.
Good job, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
And so they did. And the surgery was a huge success. Everyone had their own personal drama, and that will be revealed in the next episode. But back to the bus.
Next stop, the park.
Wow, you have nothing to scream at?
No.
What changed?
All the doctors are gone.
Oh. I'm Mindy, a person who's been staring at you for a long time on this bus.
Yeah, I know I said I needed him to hurry up because I'm going to work, but my sister's in that hospital right now. And if those doctors didn't get to the hospital in time, I don't know if she would have made it.
What was wrong with her?
She had a loose bladder.
Oh, just...
It was just flopping around.
Rickety old pee satchel.
Yeah, just leaking pee.
Next stop, the lake. Oh, I'm so nervous he's going to yell at me next time I say something.
I think our... bus driver went off course.
Yep. We were supposed to go to the mall.
Yeah. Now we're at the lake. I mean, no reason we can't have a picnic.
did you want to go for a picnic?
How did you know?
Well, you kind of said that we could go for a picnic, so.
You read my mind.
Thank you.
Everyone off the bus. We're at the lake.
Hey. You look kind of sad, bus driver.
Don't invite him.
Can I?
Yeah, I am. I'm sad. Thank you for noticing.
I'm very astute at observing things. Would you like to join us at the lake for
a goddamn
picnic?
You want me to go on a picnic with you?
I love drama.
Oh my god! I've never been invited on a picnic before.
Who's gonna drive the bus?
Well, I've parked the bus.
You just parked the bus on the side of the road?
Yeah, we're at the lake. I want to look at the fish. What I do when I'm sad. I look at fish.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the lake, I guess.
I mean, sometimes the wheels on the bus go round and round, and sometimes they stop.
They do.
Meanwhile, back with the surgeons, there's about 100 surgeons driving, speeding down the road in the surgeon mobile. Some of them hanging out the window, hanging off the side.
I just came in from the next county over. I'm here to dive into this patient.
The next country over from America?
County.
Oh, county over.
There are counties there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, just
I brought my own tools.
The narrator's a surgeon, too. I'm on the bus.
Yes, you are.
So where are you taking us to take a surgery? We're gonna do a surgery, right?
I'm betting we're going to the hospital.
The hospital? That's gonna be such a scary place.
We're not going to the hospital, and this may seem unconventional, but I'm gonna take us straight to the lake.
The lake, but it's full of bones.
That's where they dump all the bodies that don't make it from the hospital.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, they throw them. They have a catapult on the roof, and they flip them over into the lake.
And all you hear is a splish, splash.
Is this public knowledge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their town charter.
And everyone's just okay with it, huh?
Yeah, they put it in their videos for tourism. Tourism Doctorville. Flip into the lake.
The town charter here or the county where you're from?
No, I'm from a different country.
Oh, wait, you're different.
Yeah, we're both here from Iceland.
Yeah, I'm Icelandic.
Yeah.
Can't you tell by my accent?
I thought I knew where to place that accent.
Yeah.
Big Bird.
Oh, yeah.
How did he get on this bus? I'll tell you how he got on this bus. I magicked him on this bus. That's right. You all know who I am.
Dad?
No.
Dad?
You're my dad?
No. Legendary magic guy, Dave Copperfield.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to be Chris Angel Mind Freak.
I thought you were going to be my dad.
Never bring that name up in my presence again.
Okay.
That's right. This surgeon mobile was just chocked filled with every character you've ever recognized. And they were all surgeons.
Oh, I love David Blaine.
But not Copperfield?
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, mister, are you one half of the show Penn and Teller?
No.
Oh, I really like them. They're really funny.
I'm just wondering, are you the Sorting Hat?
No.
Oh, nuts.
Are you looking for a Sorting Hat?
I'll just apparate somewhere where there is one. poof.
Meanwhile, back at the lake, the bus driver's just trying to look for fish, and he steps on a very pointy broken bone.
Oh, wow. I just can't wait to see. Ow!
Oh, no. Did your heart just break?
No. I stepped on a femur.
Oh, classic.
I got a cut foot. Do you guys know how to take care of cut foot?
Oh, my God! Why are we here?
Because I was sad and I wanted to look at fish. You were yelling at me.
Yeah.
Ooh, cry onto your foot. I've heard that tears have healing properties. Cry onto your bloody foot.
Oh, okay.
Blub, blub.
Ow, ow, oh no, oh, blub, blub, blub. The salt in my tears, wait,
blub, blub, blub. Blub, blub,
blub. Hello, are you a fish?
No.
Oh, blub, blub. Okay, then I don't want to talk to you.
No, I live in the lake, blub, blub.
That's right, folks, it's about time for another character to appear. It's the bone dragon of the lake.
Whoa.
I like all my bones, blub, blub.
Wait.
Your own or the bones of others that you possess?
They come from the sky.
Oh,
Yes, blub blub. Oh. I'm underwater, that's why I'm blub blubbing.
Oh, I know.
Should I come up so I don't blub blub?
Your words are coming up in the air bubbles and we can hear them sporadically as they pop.
Blub blub.
Yeah, I think this choice you have to commit to.
Blub, blub.
Yep.
Blub blub. Yes.
This is weird. This is just like a loose floating clavicle. What do you call this one?
I call that one Charlie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes.
So, Mr. Bone Dragon, I cut my foot on one of your bones. How do you... Can you heal it for me?
No.
Oh.
I have the bodies fly into the sky, into my lake, and then I eat them. And then I keep the bones in my blub blub collection, blub blub.
Oh my goodness, that's...
Yeah, did you want me to just strip the flesh from your foot?
And oh!
No more bleeding, blub blub, or pain.
Well,
or pain.
I'm sure that would cause a lot more pain, but like, you know what?
Just do it! Oh!
Oh, he's a mean passenger on the bus. I don't really like him. He yells at me a lot.
And I'm not quite sure why I invited him for this picnic. I guess low self-esteem.
Yeah, it's okay. We go through it.
Yeah.
I think you're worth so much more
than
that guy thinks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it means a lot when it comes from the outside and not
blub, blub.
Within.
Yes.
I
live in a lake.
Oh.
I don't know much about the outside world.
I live in Liberty Village. Neither do I.
Oh.
How about you're clearly hungry and you might want to keep your feet.
I am.
I would like to keep my foot.
Let's
blub, blub.
Let's kill the screaming guy.
I've never killed anyone before.
Are we
before.
Planning a kill murder thing?
Who can say?
I've never planned one before, blub blub.
Your words, not mine.
Usually they're already dead.
Well, he's clearly dead inside.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be happy externally anymore.
Okay.
The yelling guys, the yelling guy stops taking his urination break over by the rocks and walks back over.
Wow. Sorry, I was yelling. It was a really rough urination session. I've had some bladder problems lately.
Can you stand by the edge of the lake?
Yeah, sure. And it just really hurts when I urinate, and so that's why I was yelling. That's why I was so angry before. I didn't mean to yell at you guys. I'm really sorry.
Three.
Whoa!
Push!
Oh, blub, 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 blub.
It's much quieter than I thought.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel nothing.
Mm-hmm. My foot stopped hurting.
Nice. Oh, it's healed right up.
Wow, I guess killing people heals my wounds.
Yeah.
And as the bone dragon chewed on the yelling man.
That's true. Killing people does heal wounds.
The surgeon mobile pulls up. Here comes 100 people.
How do you think all these surgeons came to Surgeon Town? They have skills, sure. But it is my magic that really heals people.
So every time the surgeon saves a life, it's because you killed another?
Sometimes. They bottle it, too, so they can save it for later.
So it's kind of like a big eye for an eye kind of thing?
Well, more like whole body for a whole body.
Oh.
Holy shit, surgeons! It's the bone dragon!
He's here! Oh, God! He's huge!
Wow, he's a lot bigger than I thought he would be.
Oh, yeah, he looks nothing like my teddy bear.
Throw rocks at him!
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this traditional Icelandic... bent stick. I hope it comes back to me.
Wow. You got quite an arm.
Oh, that stick, it hits so well. I'm from Detroit.
Oh, no. You didn't hit the bone dragon. You hit one of them humans over there.
Ah, shit. I hit him.
Ow, my head. You hit me right in the head. I'm just a bus driver.
Oh, if we want that to heal, I guess we should probably kill one of these 100 surgeons.
What does that have to do with anything?
You can hear me?
Yeah, we're just right beside you in the bus.
Never mind.
Okay.
Excuse me, one of you 100 surgeons? Any one of you? Can one of you come over here and talk to me for just a second?
Well, you can say to one of us, you can say to us all.
All right, can all 100 surgeons of you please come over to the edge of the lake?
Wouldn't it make more sense for you to come to us?
No, I can't walk.
This is the narrator surgeon talking. Can we? We just really need to get like a split and find out where everyone is right now.
I'm 4 rows back on the left side by the window.
All right, I can fully imagine it. Yeah, I see you there. Okay.
I'm a bus driver, and I'm standing at the edge of the lake.
And who's with you? The bone dragon?
The bone dragon is in the water with me, and so is my regular passenger.
Mindy.
Mindy,
yeah.
He's made his way into the lake, huh? Shame.
He's been in the lake, sir.
You're in the lake, huh?
No, I'm not in the lake.
You
I'm
said
on
you were in the lake.
The bone dragon's in the lake.
You said you were in the lake.
I said I'm on the edge
You're
of the lake.
You're standing in the lake.
I did not say that.
I'm
going to
start nibbling on those tootsies.
No,
all right, yeah, narrator surgeon talking again.
And I'm in the back of the bus.
the back of the bus. That person's from Detroit. I even recognize that accent anywhere.
All right. And there's Big Bird, too. Cool.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, okay. And David Copperfield doing some magic tricks.
Hoop-ha.
All right.
I've never been to Las Vegas before.
I
haven't been to Las Vegas either. Let's see some of these tricks.
Do you guys want to just drive this bus to Vegas? I'll give you all free appetizers with a ticket to my show.
Absolutely I do.
Yeah.
So 95 of the 100 surgeons take a road trip to Las Vegas.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, this is... I feel awake.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I really think we should have went to Las Vegas instead of staying at this lake.
So, okay, there's only 5 surgeons left.
Yeah.
You decide which ones.
The 5 best.
The 5 best ones.
Number 1, me.
Yeah, the Icelandic the surgeon. Okay.
You got that right.
Number two, me, because that's all that I remember that I did.
Number three is me, Big Bird.
Okay, great Big Bird. That's a very distinguishable one. Yeah. All right, the narrator's still here, obviously, trying to figure it all out.
We got four.
We need a fifth one.
And we just have the mute. The mute doctor.
That's very impressive.
Just a couple of breaths. That's just very distinguishable from everybody else.
Just hot breaths going down my neck right now.
Oh, you're so relaxed. Thank you.
Okay, so you guys are all surgeons, and I'm just a city bus driver here with my passenger Mindy.
And I'm just a woman standing in front of a bunch of people asking herself to go inside and find ambition for herself, you know?
And I live in the lake, blub blub.
Yes, this is the bone dragon. We've just recently found out that he eats people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bone dragon, let me ask you this one.
Okay.
What's your intentions here? Why show yourself now?
No one ever comes to visit me, so...
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it. And eating people, you're done? Or?
Well, they feed me, so what am I supposed to do?
And you're hungry or no?
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? You got some peoples?
None that I want to give up.
Why not?
Well, how many do you need?
Four.
Four? There's five of us.
Five doctors.
Well, how are we supposed to choose? Well,
we could do the four out of five doctors
there
thing.
There is seven of you, though.
Oh, yeah, the stats.
The stats, the four out of five doctors.
Four out of
five. Five doctors get eaten by a bone dragon. It's a plan.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't going to be me. In Iceland, we don't believe in dragons.
It'll probably be me. I'm really clumsy and frail.
All right, there's one doctor. Push.
Oh, no. I was so young.
And with a big swallow, they were gone. Now,
wow.
Big Bird, does that count as a human? Like, is that okay to eat Big Bird?
It's out of doctors.
Well, if it's like real Big Bird, then there's a person inside of Big Bird.
No, this is Surgeon Big Bird.
Surgeon Big Bird.
So the person who was in the costume had a PhD.
Oh, okay, well, that counts.
PhDs still count.
Yeah, PH delicious.
That's what the D stands for?
Yeah. Pretty heckin' delicious.
You learn something new every day. You know, as a bus driver, I like to drive around the city and just look at the people and look at the sights. And then sometimes if it's not a busy day, I'll stop at the lake and look at the fish. But this is the best lake day of my life.
I have no idea why you're here.
I do. But I'll keep that to myself.
Okay.
No, Mindy, tell me. I'm your bus driver.
You're my bus driver. I can tell you anything.
You can tell me anything. I'll take it to my grave.
Okay. Well, you might get there sooner than you expect. That's all I'm saying.
You have cancer? Does he have cancer? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I just went to the doctor, actually, and my doctor told me I was the
picture
of health.
Which doctor?
Gerald.
Ah, he's a piece of shit.
Oh. What?
Yeah, I met him. He's a bastard.
It's not a nice thing to say about my doctor.
If you met him, you'd know.
I have met him. He's my doctor.
Yeah, you should know, then.
The bone dragon becomes antsy.
It's okay, Bone Dragon. I'll just turn my back to all these other people while I just comfort you.
You came to visit me and feed me, and you're not even talking to me. It's very rude.
I was feeding you.
It's very rude. You're ignoring me, and you're talking about your feelings or something.
Talk about your feelings?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Do you want to join us for a picnic?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just invited for a picnic, and it really turned my day around.
Why don't you come on out of the water?
Okay.
A picnic for seven.
Oh.
Except, did anyone pack anything for this?
I have four sticks of Trident and a lip gloss.
And I have an egg salad sandwich that I made for myself.
Mindy, you really came through. And bus driver, you are certainly not a team player.
Oh, I can cut it up into snack bite sandwiches. We can all have little finger foods.
And I got some of my land's greatest national dish, chicken teriyaki.
Oh, my goodness. I've never eaten Icelandic food before.
Real life Icelandic food. I picked it up in the mall.
Wow, the mall. I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, we got a few of them.
Cool.
Three.
Would you like to join our picnic?
I'd love to.
Nice.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
No, thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome. Wow. You are welcome. You are well.
Would you like a bite of egg salad?
Nah, I'll get gissy.
And so they ate. Everyone ate but the bone dragon for chicken teriyaki, trident gum, and part of an egg salad sandwich just weren't for them.
You look sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, this is nice, but I just don't eat this stuff.
What do you eat? I forget.
People.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember earlier.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll wait for them to catapult me some fresh people. I'll just slink back to the lake, I guess, alone.
Wait, you shouldn't have to put your needs aside for us. You shouldn't have to try to, you know, convert to our way of living. You should be free.
Yeah.
Are you saying I should live my truth?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bus driver, I'll help.
I don't... Oh, I thought you were saying I should live as a bus driver.
Nope.
I don't want to.
No, I was just saying that I'm a bus driver and
if
I can help you.
If you eat the bus driver, you do inherit his duties.
I get his bus.
Yeah.
That's how the line of succession works for bus drivers.
I could bus people to the lake to eat them. Thank you so much, kind man. I'm going to eat you now, bus driver.
Wait, hold on.
No.
No, 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 just one. I have to say one thing to Mindy. No!
Great. I was going to abduct that man and live his life in my apartment. Now what am I going to do with my time?
Wait a minute. I only need a bus. I don't need an apartment.
Are you asking me out?
Oh, I'm saying you could have the apartment here. I'll cough up his keys.
Oh, thank you.
There
covered
you
in bile. Thank you.
Yeah, they're clean.
Nice.
Except the bile.
Nice.
Blub, blub.
Thank you. I guess I'm not needed anymore.
I guess everything seems to be settled.
Wait a minute. We do need you to drive this bus back to the hospital. We got some lives to save.
Wait, so the bone dragon's going to drive that bus? But has to follow the line of, like, the duty line. I assume the queen line.
Okay.
And...
Yeah. Which queen?
Queen Street. And, Mindy, you're gonna drive us surgeons back to the hospital, and that's okay?
Yeah.
So now there's two buses? Mindy just is clarifying.
We came in a bus that got driven away back to Vegas.
Oh, yes, yes, there are two buses. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
Drive you straight back to the hospital.
And
didn't one of the buses end up taking a separate trip to Vegas?
Nah, David Copperfield. Copperfield is in there.
Oh.
Just one he of made those, them all disappear. Poof and Vegas. Cha-ching.
Oh, okay, airtight.
It all makes sense if you think about it.
It does. Let me get my hat.
Wait, do you happen to be a surgeon as well?
You caught me. I don't have dollar bills in my wallet, just loose scalpels and suture thread.
I thought I recognized you from every shift I've ever worked at the hospital.
And TV, too.
All right, you're on that TV show.
Yep.
The Doctors.
Yep, The Doctors. The Doctors starring me, Mindy Yakovich.
And so they drove to the hospital, saving upwards of 1 million lives that day. And the bone dragon was stuck in a dead-end job of just driving back and forth on the queen line. A pretty high-paying job, really.
Next stop, blah,
but boring.
Blah.
Shut up!
Looks like I got lunch.
Spooked.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was so scary.
That was a really scary story. sad for that bone dragon, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, having to leave the water like that.
Yeah. Working a dead-end job.
Yeah. You know what? It's like when you take someone from a place they love and then you force them into society, you put them into that box. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the scariest thing of all is really getting to know yourself.
Yeah.
That inner bone dragon we all carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were Mindy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad.
Wow.
Colin, you felt like you were Big Bird?
I was Big Bird.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, absolutely.
I fully embodied the character, and I just felt that, you know, as this character, I needed to make certain choices, and I felt like those were the right choices to make for me.
And as for, like, all the people watching this episode, they know that Colin did transform like an animorph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I grew feathers and long, stocky legs with stripes on them.
Yeah.
And a very robust bottom.
I thought you already had long, stocky legs with stripes on them.
And a robust bottom.
And a robust bottom.
I really didn't change. I just, I am Big Bird.
He just took his pants off, and we're all very uncomfortable.
Aww.
All right, well, hey, should we do some plugs?
We probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, me? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't everyone just come play Anyone Goes sometime? Second and fourth Tuesday every month, the John Candy Box Theater at the Second City Training Center. Anyone can do improv. You can do things. This podcast was actually improvised. I don't know if everyone realizes that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So actually.
Yeah. Not scripted.
Not scripted at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you could employ those similar skills there. Follow me on Twitter, please. I'm trying to get upwards of 700 followers, so it's @datbaratus.
That's a prime number.
And you'll be sharing.
I have no idea.
You'll be sharing those gut busting articles.
Yes, yeah. I've got three more coming out.
Yeah.
Very cool. So
then you can see my CBC articles coming out. And I'll, don't worry, I'll promote this podcast.
On CBC articles?
No.
Yeah, on your article.
No, okay.
You're writing an article about us.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. This is a terrible.
Great. Yeah.
Wow, awesome. This is fantastic.
I'll be looking in the arts and entertainment section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be looking in the government section.
Yeah, we got a government nomination.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When is this episode coming out?
Today on our very favorite family day.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Then look out for my IPF trailer coming up for Morning Cups High. It's about a cup of water and a cup of smoothie going to high school.
Oh, very cool.
All right. We'll look for it.
We will be sharing that on @SpookedPodcast on Twitter.
Oh, where, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Spooked Podcast on Twitter.
Are you guys going to promote anything?
We should thank all the people for 6 nominations for the Canadian Podcast Awards.
That's we got 6. Yes.
Including Best Government Podcast.
Best Government Podcast, because we get political here
we
on
do. Yeah. We talk about the real issues that are affecting this country.
We did that one about a year ago about like vegetable politics.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
So that counts.
That's how we qualify.
That's how we qualify.
And we got best artwork, which is great for our art man, Nick Etherton, and the guy that did our theme song. We got best opening theme song, so Jordan Paul, that's great for him
too. Go on in there and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be sharing those links out so you guys can get on there and vote for us, and we can win.
And you can check out the sonarnetwork.com for all things Spooked, as well as all the other podcasts on there, where you'll see a full profile on Cassie.
Whoa!
Yeah. Direct
speechless.
Links to every episode.
I'm an Aries. Blood type O negative.
It's all
universal.
On there. I wrote the profile myself. I guess we just got spooked.
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 This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar.